Comparing coverage between apartment group fire insurance and personal home fire insurance. Because the insured parties and covered property vary by contract, apartment group fire insurance cannot be assumed to fully replace personal insurance. The key is to review the insurance policy held by the management office, then use personal insurance only to fill gaps in coverage for the building, household contents, temporary living expenses, tenant liability, and damage to neighbors. Before simply checking whether group insurance exists, first verify the insured property, insured parties, insured amount, deductible, and coverage available to each household. Owners should prioritize reviewing coverage for building restoration and liability to neighbors, while tenants should focus on household contents and tenant liability. As a rule, indemnity-based coverage for buildings, household contents, and liability is not paid more than once beyond the actual loss. Ordinary plumbing leaks and liability for leak damage to the unit below cannot be assumed to be automatically included in basic fire damage coverage. Do not compare premiums alone. Also compare the insured amount against the insurable value, claim settlement standards, exclusions, and deductibles. Even if fire insurance premiums are included in apartment maintenance fees, it cannot be concluded that individual home fire insurance is unnecessary. This is because the insured property, insured persons, coverage amounts, and riders vary by group insurance contract. Conversely, if you purchase extensive individual coverage without checking the group insurance details, coverage may overlap for the same property, and you may not receive more than the actual amount of loss. Therefore, the key is not to choose either group insurance or individual insurance unconditionally, but to check what the group insurance actually covers and supplement only the gaps. Group fire insurance vs. individual home fire insurance at a glance comparison item apartment group, fire insurance, individual home fire insurance policyholder, the party specified in the contract, such as the residence representative council, management entity, or building owner individual unit owner or tenant primary. Purpose: manage fire risks for the entire apartment complex or the buildings and common areas specified in the contract supplement coverage for the insured household's building, household belongings, expense-related losses, and liability-covered property may include privately owned areas as well as common areas, but varies by contract buildings, facilities, and household belongings selected by the policyholder and specified as insured property. Household belongings may not be included, or the limit per household may be low coverage, can be selected for household belongings under the policy. Terms such as furniture, clothing, and home appliances, temporary living expenses may be unavailable or limited, may be covered if a rider is included, with the payment period, limit, and method varying by product liability for damage to neighbors, even if the group contract includes liability. Coverage: it must be confirmed whether all incidents involving individual households are covered. Relevant riders, such as fire liability coverage, may be selected. Tenant liability may not cover a tenant's liability to the landlord. A tenant may obtain coverage through a separate rider premium. Structure: the total premium may be allocated through maintenance fees or similar charges. So the amount borne by each household may not be clearly calculated individually based on factors such as housing type, area, insured value, riders, and deductible advantages. Basic building risks can be managed collectively without a separate contract. Necessary coverage and coverage amounts can be selected to suit the resident's lifestyle and property limitations. Households may not know the policy details, creating gaps in coverage for household belongings, expense-related losses, and personal liability. If property already covered by group insurance is excessively insured again, the practical benefit relative to the premium may be low for most households. Rather than viewing the two types of insurance as complete substitutes, it is appropriate to treat group insurance as basic coverage and use individual insurance to fill the gaps. However, if the group contract sufficiently covers privately owned areas, household belongings, and liability, the scope of individual insurance can be reduced. Items to check in group insurance included in maintenance fees: the insurance premium item on a maintenance fee statement alone does not reveal what coverage a household receives. you should request the insurance policy, coverage statement, or coverage summary from the management office and check the following. Policyholder and insured persons. Check whether only the management entity is insured or whether unit owners and actual residents are also included. Insured property. Distinguish which of the following are included. Common areas of the building, privately owned areas of individual units, facilities inside units, and household belongings. Coverage amount and allocation criteria. Check the total coverage amount for the apartment complex, as well as the limit for each building and unit, or the allocation criteria based on area. Basis of compensation. Check whether compensation is based on the amount needed to rebuild or repurchase the property, or on an amount reflecting depreciation. Liability coverage. Determine whether the legal liability of an individual household is included when a fire causes damage to a neighboring household or third party. Expense-related losses. Check whether temporary living expenses, debris removal costs, and loss mitigation expenses are included. Deductibles and exclusions. Check the amount the insured must pay for each incident and the causes of loss that are not covered. Policy period. Check whether the current contract is valid and whether the insurer or coverage terms changed during renewal. Even for buildings such as high-rise apartments that are legally required to carry insurance, the mere fact that mandatory insurance has been obtained does not mean that all property and living expenses of each household are sufficiently covered. Whether insurance is mandatory and the level of coverage and individual needs are separate issues. Differences by type of coverage. Buildings and facilities inside units building coverage may apply to walls, floors, ceilings, and equipment attached to the building. However, whether built-in closets, kitchen facilities, interior improvements, and expanded areas are treated as part of the building, facilities, or separate property depends on the policy terms and contract specifications. Even if privately owned areas are included in group insurance, the coverage amount per household may be lower than the actual restoration cost. When considering individual insurance, you should first check the group insurance's per household limit and valuation criteria, rather than simply insuring the same building again. Household belongings. Furniture, home appliances, clothing, and household goods generally qualify as household belongings, which are distinguished from the building. If the group insurance covers only the apartment building as insured property, items owned by individual households may not be covered. Rather than arbitrarily setting a large coverage amount for household belongings, it is better to calculate the amount by listing, room by room, the items that would need to be repurchased after a fire. Jewelry, cash, artwork, business equipment, and high-value items may be subject to general household belongings limits or separate exclusions, so the policy terms should be checked separately. Temporary living expenses and other costs if a home becomes uninhabitable due to a fire, lodging, or temporary living expenses may arise. However, insurance that covers building restoration costs does not automatically cover these living expenses. When comparing temporary living expense riders, check the following criteria. Whether actual expenses are reimbursed or a fixed amount is paid the daily payment limit and total coverage period whether proof of expenditure, such as receipts, is required whether the home must actually be uninhabitable whether an evacuation order or a disruption of electricity or water alone satisfies the payment requirements fire liability to neighbors fire insurance for your own home and liability coverage for damage to neighbors are separate types of coverage. Even if a fire spreads to a neighboring or downstairs unit, damage to the neighbor is not automatically paid under the fire damage coverage for your own building. If a negligently caused fire injures or damages another party, legal liability may arise under the Civil Act and the Act on Liability for Fire Caused by Negligence. Whether liability exists and the amount involved are determined based on factors such as the cause of the fire, negligence, and how the damage spread. With individual insurance, you should check the scope of fire liability coverage, the coverage limit, the deductible, and exclusions. Tenant liability. Tenant liability is coverage for a tenant's legal liability to the landlord when fire or another event damages the rented home. The counterparty, differs from that under fire liability coverage for neighboring households. Tenants should not assume that tenant liability is resolved simply because the group insurance includes building coverage. It is necessary to check whether tenants are insured under the group insurance, whether the insurer may seek recovery from a tenant responsible for the incident after paying for building damage, and whether an individual rider covers this risk. Choices suited to owners and tenants' residence or ownership type group insurance items to check first gaps to review an individual insurance owner-occupant building limit for privately owned areas, household belongings, and household fire liability shortfall in building coverage, household belongings, temporary living expenses, and liability for damage to neighbors owner renting out the property building and common areas, and owner's liability shortfall in building coverage, and the need for rental-related expense loss or owner liability coverage giance or monthly rent, tenant, whether the tenant is included as an insured person, and whether household belongings are included personal household belongings, tenant liability, liability for damage to neighbors, and temporary living expenses, short-term resident or tenant with few household belongings, whether building coverage and resident liability are included minimum coverage, focused on the necessary amount for household belongings and liability owners should prioritize the ability to restore the building, while tenants should prioritize their own property and their liability to the landlord. Because the building and household belongings within the same unit may have different owners, the insured property and insured persons must be designated separately and appropriately. Pro rata compensation and duplicate payments when multiple policies exist having two fire insurance policies does not mean you will receive twice the amount for the same building damage. As a rule, indemnity coverage for buildings, household belongings, actual expenses, and liability is limited to the actual amount of loss or legal liability. If multiple contracts cover the same loss, each insurer may share the payment according to the policy terms and coverage amounts. This is commonly called pro rata compensation. When an incident occurs, it is advisable to disclose the existence of both group and individual insurance and identify each policy number and claims representative. By contrast, fixed benefit coverage that pays an agreed amount, such as for death or permanent disability, may pay under each contract if the conditions of each contract are met. Do not judge based solely on the name of the coverage. Check the policy terms to distinguish between actual loss compensation and fixed benefit payments. Coverage type general payment principal items to check when coverage overlaps building fire damage compensated within the scope of actual property damage. Insured value, coverage amount, and allocation criteria under each contract fire damage to household belongings compensated within the scope of actual property damage ownership of items, proof of purchase and possession, and whether depreciation applies temporary living expenses paid based on actual expenses or the agreed method, limits on the number of days and total amount, and restrictions on duplicate compensation liability compensated within the scope of established legal liability, insured persons, injured parties, deductible and allocation with other insurance, fixed benefit accident coverage, the agreed amount may be paid when the accident and payment conditions under the policy are satisfied payment events and exclusions for each coverage amounts and valuation criteria to review before overlap more important than the number of policies is whether enough money is available to restore the property after a fire. If the coverage amount is significantly lower than the insured value, the full loss may not be compensated or pro rata compensation may apply under the policy terms. The following items should be compared together: whether the per household building coverage amount reflects current restoration costs, whether the insured value is assessed based on replacement cost or market value, whether pro rata compensation conditions apply even to partial losses, whether debris removal and demolition costs are included within the basic limit, how much can be received after deducting the deductible, whether interior improvements and optional equipment are included as insured property, the apartment's market price or sale price should not be used directly as the building's insured value. This is because land value and location premiums are different in nature, from the cost of restoring a building destroyed by fire. To determine the specific coverage amount, check the valuation method in the policy and the insurer's calculation standards. Water leaks are not automatically included in fire insurance. Ordinary plumbing leaks must be distinguished from water damage caused by firefighting. Damage occurring during firefighting may be handled together with fire damage under the policy terms. But incidents in which water leaks from aging pipes or water supply and drainage systems and damages your own home or a downstairs unit may require separate coverage. When comparing insurance related to water leaks, consider the following three categories separately. Water damage to your own home. Check whether there is property coverage, such as coverage for leakage from water supply and drainage systems. Damage to others, such as a downstairs unit. Check whether coverage, such as personal liability insurance, covers legal liability. Repair costs for the equipment that caused the leak. Even if damaged floors or walls are covered, the cost of replacing the aging pipe itself may be excluded. Therefore, you should not assume that leak detection costs, pipe repair costs, and compensation for damage to a downstairs unit are all included simply because the product is called home fire insurance. Standard checklist for the management, office's insurance policy, and individual policy terms, completing the table below allows you to compare overlapping coverage and gaps at once. Checklist item group insurance details, individual insurance details, final assessment policy period, start date and end date, start date and end date, whether there is a gap in coverage policyholder management entity, etc. Your self-confirm authority to change the contract, insured persons, whether owners and residents are included owner or tenant, whether the person actually bearing the risk is included building common areas, whether covered and total limit individual coverage is generally less necessary check group. Insurance first privately owned building areas, scope of inclusion and per household limit coverage, amount calculate shortfall in restoration, costs interior improvements and attached equipment, whether included as part of the building definition as facilities or building check for classification gaps. Household belongings, whether included and applicable limit coverage, amount compare with property, actually owned temporary living expenses period, and amount, consider family size and alternative housing costs, fire liability, whether individual households are included limit and deductible check for gaps in damage to neighbors tenant liability, whether tenants are included limit and exclusions check separately. If you are a tenant, water leak coverage distinction between your own loss and loss to others limit for each coverage check, whether repair costs for the pipes themselves are included basis of insured value, market value, replacement cost, etc. Valuation criteria check for underinsurance deductible amount per incident, assess practical value for minor incidents, major exclusions, aging, intentional acts, incidents during construction, etc. Exclusions under the policy terms check for conditions that conflict with your lifestyle, which choice is better, cases in which group insurance alone may be considered. Privately owned building areas and household belongings are included for sufficient amounts. The actual resident is insured and necessary liability coverage and temporary living expenses have also been confirmed. Cases in which adding individual insurance is preferable. The group insurance focuses on the building or has a low per household limit and excludes household belongings, temporary living expenses, or individual liability. Tenants who should primarily structure coverage around individual insurance. It is unclear whether the tenant is protected under the group insurance or tenant liability, and the tenant's own household belongings are not covered. Cases in which individual insurance may be reduced. The same building and household belongings are sufficiently covered under the group insurance, and additional riders under the individual policy are also unnecessary. However, before renewal, you should check again whether the group contract has changed. More important than choosing the product with the lowest premium is selecting a contract in which the person who needs coverage is included as an insured person, and the property actually owned and liabilities involved are accurately designated as insured risks. Before final enrollment, directly compare the covered events, limits, deductibles, and exclusions in the product description and policy terms.